We got Wisconsin coming up. I got all sorts of paperwork here. And again, I want to throw... Well, because I wanted to talk about the Trump week. Everybody wants to keep trying to talk about that, but we'll bounce back to that. But let's this race. I always have to remind everybody. I always have to remind everyone what it was like in 2014. Remember. Let me once again give you a little information, because the media isn't going to give you any information. Fox News isn't going to give you any information. All right. Matter of fact, Fox News, they just have hosts like Megyn Kelly that complain. Okay. We'll get to her later. We'll get to her complaining later. But let me give you information. And we've done breakdowns over and over and over about this. We have. Just remember, in 2014, after the April 10th, and the Wisconsin primary got over, which will be tomorrow, April 10th. After tomorrow, on April 10th, Rick Santorum suspended his campaign. Okay? Santorum suspended his campaign. Now, you can equate Santorum to Kasich. You can equate Santorum to Cruz. You can equate Santorum to that's it. Because back in 2014, Gingrich was in, Romney was in, Santorum was in, and Paul was in. And again, I will repeat, back in 2014, nobody was talking about a contested convention. Nobody was talking about taking this fight all the way to the convention. Nobody was talking about how is Mitt Romney going to reach the magic number. Nobody was talking about that. Nobody was talking about that. Because ultimately, the people who had no mathematical shot would eventually get out of the race, which in turn would give Mitt Romney the path to get the delegates needed. So after tomorrow, you had Rick Santorum drop out of the race. After tomorrow, technically, Rick Santorum dropped out of the race a week later, leaving Gingrich and Paul. And then they continued to battle. They continued to battle for about another three primaries, where Gingrich eventually lost, and he got out of the race on May 2nd. Once that happened, the Republican National Committee declared Romney the presumptive nominee. And on May 14th, Ron Paul announced he would suspend his campaign. On May 29th, Romney reached the nominating threshold of 1,144 delegates. So as you see, Romney still didn't have the thing locked up. He didn't get the magic number, and everybody got out, and the rest of the states became uncontested. Do you get what I'm saying? Right now we have John Kasich, who is mathematically out of the race. He's not going to win tomorrow. He's not even going to finish second. Why the hell is John Kasich still in the race? Fine. He plays it out until tomorrow. Fine. Why is he still in the race? He's going to finish third tomorrow. Kasich is going to finish third tomorrow. And then 2 weeks later, New York has its primary. And Kasich's not going to win that. So Kasich's going to finish third tomorrow, and now for the next 2 weeks, he's going to do what? Campaign in Pennsylvania? Go by 2014 standards. And see, that's why this whole process is BS. That's why when you hear people say, well, Trump hasn't had the people rally behind. He doesn't have the required establishment behind him. He's not doing what has to be done. People rejecting him. 7% of the voting electors rejecting him. When you see Ted Cruz go, everybody's getting behind the campaign. No, they're not, Ted. They're not. If they were, you would have more delegates. And more importantly, you would have more of the popular vote, but you don't. You don't. That is a fact. That is a fact. And if you want to sit there and use polls that show Hillary Clinton beating Donald Trump, and that's your rationale to voters to get behind you, it's ludicrous, considering that same poll has Kasich beating Hillary and Trump. So by your own rationale, you should be getting out of the race and clearing the way for Kasich. And in theory, Trump should be getting out of the race also. But I know you wouldn't prescribe to that logic. Stupid. You stupid. Kasich. Tomorrow, Kasich should be getting out of the race. Okay. After he finishes third tomorrow, Kasich should be getting out of the race. But he's not. He's not. He's literally going to stick around and try to take this to convention. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And when people talk about Trump not having the individuals behind him, the only reason this is because the powers that be. And when you hear individuals talk on television like Karl Rove or Rex Priebus, and they act like this is just a ludicrous statement that individuals make when it pertains to the hierarchy, this establishment, the party leaders, the ones that call the shots, they act like, what? What are you taught? They act like you reference this. You're talking about the Illuminati. I'm serious. They act like when you say, well, you know, the powers that be, guys that call the shots, they go, that's ludicrous. That's nuts. It's nuts for you to actually think that we believe the BS that you are laying out there. Think about it. Somebody calls the shots as it pertains to people in the race. Somebody in 2012 called the shots. Somebody in 2012 said, hey, Rick, get out. Somebody in 2012 said, hey, Rick, get out. Somebody told Newt Gingrich, after he lost three more contests, get out. Somebody told Ron Paul, get out. They didn't just come up with it on their own. Somebody told them, you need to get out. Because if you try to take it to the convention, there is no shot in hell. We will support you. We will bet. There is no shot. So it's obvious that the leadership in the GOP is telling Cruz, is telling Kasich to stay in. They didn't do it in 08. They didn't do it in 2012. I kept saying 2014, my bad. Give me a break here. Probably puked up some of my brain 4 hours ago. 08, you had the same situation. 2012, you had the same situation. And the same can be said on the Democrat side. At some point, and again, this is different because it's the Democrats, it's not the Republicans, but somebody said to Hillary Clinton, hey, get out. And she went, but wait a minute. Only a few hundred delegates separate us. I'm going to win this. And somebody said, yeah, but the super delegates are not going to go with you. Yeah, but I will. No, you're not going to do anything. You're going to get out. And even Hillary went, okay. There's a power structure in both sides. So it's ludicrous when people talk about, well, you know, the Trump hasn't done a good job. Trump could have made no gaffes. Trump could have made no gaffes. You really think that if Trump never made any gaffes whatsoever, and let's face it, gaffes aren't really gaffes. They're actually just telling the truth. And we'll break that down again later. They're not really gaffes. In politics, telling the truth is considered a gaffe. It's not a gaffe. When somebody's throwing hypothetical questions at you, and hypothetically, the questions they're asking you amount to crimes, regardless of policy, regardless of the right thing to say, because we are programmed to say, you know, A, B, C, and D, even though things go against logically what we actually know is the truth. Even if Trump didn't do any of those, you have Jeb Bush You have Scott Walker. You got Rick Perry. I mean, you have some serious establishment figures. You have serious establishment figures. People that have been playing the game year after year after year. They grease the wheels year after year after year. Look at that super PAC you had. Over $100 million. Over $100 million. You know how many people were associated with that super PAC that made money? You know how many people make money of all of the super PACs? I mean, it's knocked out by Trump. All of these establishment types that got knocked out by Trump. They had it set. These guys had the game set. Marco Rubio. He was the guy. He's the guy that's supposed to be the nominee right now. He's the guy that's supposed to be the nominee. With Nikki Haley as the vice president. And Trump knocked them all out. So you really think if Trump was on his, just started out on his best behavior, he was just the outsider. He was just the guy, the businessman, the reality TV show guy. Everything that he does now, minus the few gaffes, like retweeting Heidi Cruz's picture, those gaffes that made people just go, what? And then just temper down the language of Mexico is not sending their best. They send drug dealers, they send, rapists. And some are good people. To temper that down, the same message, we have to build a wall, we have to protect our borders, eliminate the rapists, the Muslim comments. Remember, Rand Paul already put together a bill that basically freezes visas from about, 30 countries, to anywhere between 20 countries that are all heavily populated with Muslims. So Rand Paul already has a bill that basically says we're going to stop visas. We're just going to chill on visas from these countries for a while. It's a nicer way say what Trump said. So put Trump's language in a nice tone. So and dial it back. Now, again, do you really think the establishment was ever going to get behind him? So you're telling me, without some of these gaps and without the language being what is, ban all Muslims, it's done in more of a Rand Paul diplomatic way. It's still there. Yeah, we're killing visas from these 20, 30 countries, all full of Muslims. At least not for a while. You really think the establishment, they're never going to be behind him. Ever. They're all just using the Trump gaffes and the Trump tone, as we like to say it, as the excuse as to why not going to get behind him and why Kasich is still in the race and Cruz is still in the race. Ever going to give him the nomination? Because technically that's what has to be done in this process. Romney didn't earn it. Romney was given it because of Santorum and Gingrich wanted to fight it. They could have fought it. They could have took this to the convention. Could have took this to the convention. Gingrich and Paul still battling Romney. Gingrich didn't get out until a month later after he lost three more primaries. And again, nobody's talking about a contested convention then. The party heads picked up the phone and said, all right, you need to get out. The powers that be said you need to get out. And they went, okay. Mitt Romney didn't look it up until everybody got out and things became uncontested. When the voters were given no other choice, and then they got behind Romney, and he eventually got the delegate, has no shot. He is mathematically eliminated. He is a football team playing as if they could still make the playoffs. But Chris Collinsworth, Al Michaels, Bob Costa, have already done the math on the NFL pregame show, and the math says Kasich has no possibility to make it in the playoffs. And yet Kasich's still in. His only chance is a contested convention. So what they are doing is completely bunk, absolutely BS. And the gaffes, whether it's abortion or not taking nukes off the table, those are all excuses. Just like the Muslim ban was an excuse. Just like the illegals, rapists, and murderers was an excuse. They were never, ever going to give Trump. They were never, ever going to give him the nomination. When you hear the people say, hey, when you hear the establishment, when you hear the SD Cups, when you hear the Kroppheimers say, the rule of the rules, if Trump gets the magic number, he's the nominee. He's the nominee. What's fair is fair. And that's very disingenuous because what's fair is not fair. The only way to get that number is for the contestants, the people that are in the polls. A new poll just came out today that has Cruz up by 5. So it has shrunk. But If Cruz wins, the percentage that he needs going forward to win drops, but it only drops by 3 or 4 points. So before Cruz was at an 85 or 90% as far as having to win the rest of the primaries and the delegates. So if wins tomorrow, it's something like 86%. But if the numbers hold up 2 weeks later in New York and Trump wins 99 delegates and sweeps and wins every one of those delegates, This is now back up to the high 90s. Back up to the high 90s. He's back up to the high 90s. He should be just like Gingrich and then get out. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll talk more about this later. Why, again, is Kasich in it? You know, the party people are giving him the okay, just like they're giving Cruz the okay. And the best part is Cruz actually thinks they're going to give him the nomination. That's funny. Cruz actually thinks his people think the establishment's going to give him the nomination. It's quite amusing.